For Little Friends, Katie's Peaches by Diana Fott, a true story. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities. Genesis chapter 41, verse 48. 6-year-old Katie loves peaches, but she lives in Las Vegas, Nevada, where it is too hot for peaches to grow well. Luckily, she has a neighbor named Don who knows a lot about growing fruits and vegetables. He and his wife Alice have a peach tree that grows big, beautiful, very tasty peaches. One day, Alice came over with a big bag full of peaches. "Would you like some peaches?" she asked. "This year we seem to have more than usual." Katie's mom thanked her and took the peaches into the kitchen. She washed them and put them into the refrigerator. Later that week, while Katie was at a friend's house, Mom bottled all of the peaches in big glass jars for their food storage. When Katie got home, she cried, "What did you do to my peaches? Now I don't have any to eat." "I'm sorry," Mom said. "The next time Alice brings over peaches, I'll be sure to save you some." A few days later, Alice brought more peaches. Katie helped Mom wash them. Then she watched Mom put most of them in boiling water. After they were dipped in cold water, Katie cut them in half with a butter knife. She couldn't help tasting a piece. She kept tasting pieces until she got full. "Mommy, why are we putting my big, beautiful peaches into these glass jars?" she asked. Her mother explained that they were for food storage. "We are going to do what Joseph in Egypt did." Katie wanted to hear about Joseph. So, while they bottled the peaches, Mom told her the story of Joseph and his coat of many colors. She told Katie about how his brothers sold him into slavery in Egypt, where he became a friend of Pharaoh. She explained that Joseph told Pharaoh to store food during the 7 years when there was lots of it. Then they could eat it during the 7 years when there would be very little food for them. "The prophet has asked us to store food while we can, because we may need it later," she said. Katie wanted to follow the prophet, so she decided that putting the peaches in bottles was a good idea. She had learned a lot more than how to bottle fruit. Katie didn't want to wait for a famine, though. She was glad that they had saved some of the big, beautiful, very tasty peaches for her to eat right away. Ladybug Snack by Andrea and Katie Rain. You will need 1/2 red apple, 2 chow mein noodles, 8 chocolate chips or raisins, 2 licorice whips, peanut butter or frosting, and a toothpick. 1. Have a parent help you remove the core from the apple half. 2. Carefully poke the chow mein noodles into the top end of the apple for antenna. 3. Cut a licorice whip to fit across the apple to divide the head of the ladybug from the body. Then line it with peanut butter or frosting and stick it on. Do the same with a piece of licorice for the center of the body. 4. Put peanut butter or frosting on 2 chocolate chips or raisins and stick them near the antenna for eyes. 5. Put peanut butter or frosting on the other chocolate chips or raisins and stick them onto the skin of the apple for ladybug spots. 6. Using the toothpick, poke 3 holes on each side of the apple. 7. Push a short piece of licorice into each hole for legs. 8. Be a praying mantis and gobble up your ladybug. Things That Go by Joan Welch Major. My plane flies through the clear blue sky. Hold arms out like an airplane. It's fun to soar so very high. My car is shiny, bright, and red. Pretend to drive a car. I stop for gas, then go ahead. Pump gas, drive again. It's time when it is cold outside. Shiver. To put my ice skates on and glide. Pretend to ice skate. I like to paddle my canoe. sit and pretend to paddle a canoe, 'cause I'm the captain and the crew. Salute. I'm an engineer today. The whistle blows, we're on our way. Pretend to pull. Whether they move fast or slow, I like the things that go, go, go. Run around. End of For Little Friends.